Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And, all right, we're on the air right now. Bobby and Steve Dooley are joining me from Las Vegas, Nevada this evening, where they are vacationing with members of their Western States Homeowners Association. And it's an annual trip that many of the homeowners take. Actually, it's not just the homeowners, it is the Homeowners Association Board, right, Bobby?
Collected members of our membership board, as well as our homeowners board, and it's an annual get together so that we can share our thoughts on different ways of improving our community. And we're having a good time here in Las Vegas. We went and saw Cirque du Soleil and their latest show, and we're going to go over and see a few other shows. So we're really having a very, very good time.
And you have a new member of your family, right?
We do, Phil. We're very excited. His name is Pharaoh, and he is a big, plump, 15-pound Burmese cat. And we're really, really thrilled to have him as a member of our family. The boys love him, and Steve and I get a great deal of enjoyment out of him. We've generally had dogs, but he is such a sweetheart, and we really like the idea of having pets. We think that they are such a wonderful addition to a home.
I want to ask you, did you go to a pet store, you buy a cat like that? He's a Burmese, right?
He's a Burmese, which is a black. They call them the Silk Brit because they are so beautiful and have such a beautiful black coat on them, but they're very heavy animals, very muscular cats.
Do you buy those from a friend that had kittens, or what do you do when you go get a cat or a dog?
Well, you know, the way we found Pharaoh, Phil, was really a blessing. Steve saw him on our front lawn. He was trying to get up a tree after something, and Steve brought him into the house. We gave him a little bit of dry food, and he's been a delight.
So he was lost.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing is, because we live in a gated community, you don't really expect to see lost cats or dogs, but here is this animal in our front yard.
Is it possible that he wandered over from an... I don't want to get into a big thing on how you find... Is it possible he might have wandered over from a neighbor's house? I mean, a beautiful cat like that? You know, because there are...
Well, you were probably talking to Nancy Foster. Were you talking to Nancy?
No, man, no. I don't know who that is.
Well, she tried to put up a lost pet notice, if that's what you're referring to.
No, I wasn't talking about anybody. I mean, I'm just making the observation or just proposing the idea. Is it possible that the cat belonged to or came over from another house?
No, Pharaoh has been taken in by us. He is absolutely loved by the boys, as I mentioned. And as my husband says, he's the probably the least lost pet that there is, you know.
Well, so he is a Burmese cat.
But Phil, just to finish the thought, Nancy Foster has said she was going to call the media. That's why I thought maybe she'd talk to you, because she's put up lost pet notices, and the Homeowners Association CCNRs prohibit that. And she did infer that we were doing this because she's delinquent with her Homeowners Association payment, which is not true.
All right, well, let me go back to this then. This woman is trying to put up a lost pet notice, right? Is it a lost cat?
Is what?
The notice that the lady was going to put up, is it a lost cat notice?
It might be a lost cat, Phil. I don't know. I really don't.
Is it possible that this lost pet notice is her cat?
I don't know, Phil. All I know is that this woman has been nothing but trouble because she wants to go to the media over something as silly and also as very cut and dried as our CCNRs. There is no lost pet notices. No signage is allowed other than during holiday seasons on our community grounds. She knows this, and she is inferring that we're not allowing her to do this because she is delinquent.
Is this woman delinquent in some kind of in some way, with some kind of a payment? I mean, I know that there...
Yeah, there are Homeowners Association fees.
All right, so there's a Homeowners Association due or fee that you pay per month, and she's not paying this.
She has been delinquent for a few months, but this really has nothing to do with that. She wanted to put up these signs that said she lost some kind of an animal. I don't know if it's a cat or a dog. I most certainly don't believe it has anything to do with us. And we said to her, no, you will not. And she said, well, then I'm going to go to the media because I think you are using unfairly my delinquency to not allow me to put these signs up. And we simply ignored it.
Why did you think that I had been talking to her when I mentioned this cat that you found?
Well, because she's inferring that we're hiding something, or that perhaps we found this dog that she's missing. If she lost a dog, we don't have it. We have a cat.
But again, the signs that this lady is wanted to put up, you said, don't specify whether it's a cat or a dog, or do they? You know, I'm just trying to...
So I don't know what she lost. I'm sure she lost a dog. We don't have her dog. And I'm just saying that she is delinquent. And as a Homeowners Association president, it is my job that when someone is delinquent with their homeowner's fees and their homeowner's dues, it is my job to be punitive. And so we are certainly reminding her of her obligation. And if we found her cat, which I don't think it's her cat, rightfully the cat is ours.
Yeah, that's our point, Ms. Henry.
All right. So you are saying that possibly you found her cat, but you're going to keep it anyway because she's delinquent.
We didn't find her cat. She lost a dog.
Yeah, but you said you don't know what she lost. You don't know what's on the sign.
No, I don't. But I know we don't have her cat. But I'm saying if we did, we have every right to keep it. Because she has threatened us with the media, is late with her Homeowners Association dues, has been very confrontational, and has inferred that we are somehow overstepping our bounds.
Well, so if it's her cat, we're going to keep it cat, but it's not. She's a dog.
Well, I don't know how you can say it's a dog when you don't even know what the lost pet notice was. She put up a lost pet notice, which you guys said had to come down.
That's right. Amalia, who's in charge of our security, said this woman put up signs, and we said, go around and take them down. And he had said some of them had been tacked up. And I said, well, then rip them down, but get them down.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This evening we're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley about the job of being a Homeowners Association president. In this day and age where many of us live in gated communities, that is communities that have walls around them and gates that you have to go through and clear a security booth before you're allowed to get into the actual neighborhood. And Ms. Dooley is the president of her Homeowners Association of Western Estates, which is over here in the western part of the San Fernando Valley. Her husband, Steve, is also a member of the board. He joins us. And really, we were going to talk ostensibly this evening, Ms. Dooley, about the idea of lost pets in a community like that. And I was going to say, and you referred to it, in a community like that, where you do have walls, where you do have gates, how often do you find pets wandering in from other neighborhoods?
Well, that's just it, Phil. Not often at all. It's impossible because we do have gates, and because we do have walls, we are a secured community. And so any animal that is coming into our community is obviously going to be stopped by security. You cannot access the neighborhood unless you have a pass. And so the cat that we found is obviously some kind of an animal that was able to breach that. And
do you think this cat came from another neighborhood?
I don't know where it's from, but cats can climb walls. Dogs can't. So if any animal is able to breach the security of the neighborhood and get in, it would be a cat.
Is there any possibility that this cat belongs to this woman?
I don't want to comment on that, Phil. She has threatened to go to the security...
No, but I'm just saying, is there any possibility?
I don't know. I think she lost the dog. And
she seems to think that you have her cat.
No, she is saying that the animal that we found, because she doesn't know what we found, might be hers. And I said, if it was, because you have been rude, because you were not cooperative with our quarter event, our fall-tacular, because you have gone to the media, are late with your Homeowners Association dues, and had a distinctly religious celebration without a prior notice from the homeowners. You see, Phil, we only allow religious celebrations during the holiday season. And she had a very religious celebration that was in violation.
Well, what was it? I mean, was it what kind of religious celebration are we talking about?
Steve, what was that?
Well, you had a man, Jewish women of the Valley, of the West Valley. It's Jewish Women's Voters League.
It's a Jewish Women's Voters League?
Yes.
And that's religious?
Well, it is Jewish. You know, if you're saying the Catholic Women's Voters League, it was a Jewish, yes. So all of this put together, if it is her cat, then she has literally, I believe, surrendered her rights to it. And
all right, well, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Late with her homeowner's dues. Had a Jewish women's voters thing at her house. There's a contention here between this homeowner and the homeowners association, between Ms. Dooley and this Nancy Foster, which therefore means that even if Ms. Dooley found this woman's cat, she's keeping it because the woman has been in violation of all of... All I know is the Dooleys found a cat, and they think it's theirs, and they don't think it's lost, and this woman's got a lost pet report going up, and they don't see the two things don't... As far as I can see it, don't you, bud?
Yeah, like their cat.
I think it's the lady's cat. I think Ms. Dooley has this woman's cat and isn't going to give it back because the woman is in violation of some homeowners association stuff, and so therefore, you lose your cat. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You can all go straight to the nether reaches. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, we're on with Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association. When a homeowner in a gated community loses a pet, they are not allowed in your community to put up a sign, right?
That's correct, Phil. It's not that we don't have sensitivity to them, but our CCNRs clearly state that there is no signage allowed.
And you also have some prohibition against religious celebrations outside of the holidays?
Anything that is an overt religious celebration, yeah. This woman had a Jewish women's voters drive of some kind, and it was so overtly religious that we decided that we had to prohibit that. And in so doing, we then said that we felt she had crossed the line enough times whereby, therefore, we had to, if this was her cat, to keep it. But we don't believe it's her cat.
Did she say she owns a cat? Did she say...
All she said was, you know, you have my cat. We don't believe she lost a cat. We believe she lost a dog.
And why do you believe that?
Because I think it's very convenient for her to say, you have my cat, when she knows we have a cat.
If, in other words, Mr. Renner, if we had a dog, she'd probably say we lost a dog.
Does she have something personal against you guys? In other words, she has something personal against you.
Because we told her you have to be on time with your homeowners association payments, and gathering a bunch of Jewish women when it isn't Passover, we don't understand that.
Gathering a bunch. It's a Jewish women's voters thing, you understand? So,
Phil, I understand that. I don't mean to be talked down to.
I don't mean to talk down to you, but it's not a religious event per se.
We just said if you're going to gather a lot of Jewesses, that you need to...
What do you mean Jewess? What does that mean?
I'm talking about...
Talking about the Jewish women.
Yeah, but Jewess is a decidedly anti-Semitic term, okay?
Well, I don't know what you mean.
It is a decidedly anti-Semitic term.
She had a lot of these Jewish women there at her home.
Okay, and what?
It's not Passover.
Not Passover. Christ.
I would ask you to ask your husband to watch his language, too. 1-800...
Phil, all I'm saying is that...
What? Tell him to watch his language. 1-800-449-8686. Tammy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead.
This homeowners association woman is an egomaniac on a power trip, and she needs to get over herself.
No, I'm
just
not.
Because people, just because people have a religious faith and choose to gather together does not make it a religious celebration. It means that they just may have a common interest that they're taking part in, and you are completely out of line.
They might have a common interest. If there's a whole bunch of Jewish women together... Don't you think that's religious?
That doesn't make it a religious celebration. It makes it a bunch of people who happen to share a faith, who may happen to share some other common interests. If they were getting together to watch a movie, does that make it a religious celebration?
Oh, my God. So you think it's just coincidental they all happen to be Jewish?
I think it's coincidental that you happen to be going after this woman.
Wait a minute.
The way you are. I think you're obnoxious.
No, she put up signs that violate our
CCNRs. That's fine, but that has nothing to do with anything. What about the feelings of the cat? There you go. What if it is her cat? You don't have the right to punish the cat.
The cat,
by keeping it from its home.
Well, you know what, Tammy? The cat is enjoying himself. He's playing with the boys. He rolls around with a ball of yarn.
Oh, so this is about your children,
and
not the cat.
No, the cat is
good
enjoying
for you.
Himself.
Good
the
for
cat
you.
Is happy.
You know, you need to get over yourself. Other people in this world matter, too.
You know, you just don't like the fact that the cat's happy with us.
You
and
know
the
what?
Cat enjoys the boys.
I'm a cat person.
The
I think it's wonderful if a pet can be happy, but I don't think it's your right to just
first of all, the cat has
more
room.
That you have no concept of
well,
just because you want to because
yeah.
you're on a power trip.
That's the point, Ms. Dooley.
The cat has more room here. We have a larger home.
But that's not your business.
To go.
That's not your business. Just because you have a larger home doesn't make it right.
Well, you
just because you have a larger home, does that mean you should take somebody else's child
well,
away,
you,
too?
You were talking about the cat's feelings. The cat is clearly enjoying himself. He sleeps all day. He eats
that
like a little piglet.
So cats will do that in a lot of different places. It doesn't mean they don't miss their home.
And the other thing is he goes in the box.
He goes in the box. He's not leaving little presents.
But how do you know what he would have been doing at another person's home? You don't know.
I'll tell you how I know.
You're making assumptions.
Bill Freeman from ServPro was over there. They were doing some carpet cleaning, and he told me, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What does that mean?
He said the place stunk.
But you said that you found this cat that breached the security wall, which means that you couldn't know where what home this cat came from.
Exactly. So he's lost.
Which means
not necessarily. Gotcha.
You don't know, and you're making unreasonable assumptions based on your
concept of what
you think other people ought to be doing, and it is not your business.
Tammy, I'll tell you what I'll
do.
What
other people are doing.
I'll take the cat over to the pound where they will keep him for 72 hours and then put him into a tank where they suck the oxygen out.
Well, why would you do that? Why not?
That's what you want me to do.
Why not try to find the cat's original owner?
Oh, my God. Do I look like Leonard
Nimoy? And be a reasonable being about it instead of a selfish, whiny, sniveling snob.
So we give a cat a home, an animal that breached the security of our community, and we took it in.
Okay, so if this woman is a member of your community behind on her dues, how would the cat have breached anything if it lived in the community?
I don't know that the cat is.
Exactly.
The property of Nancy Foster.
No, you are making assumptions without even bothering to try to find the truth.
The other thing that we didn't mention, the lady is Jewish.
And it is obnoxious, and it is selfish.
No, hold on for a minute.
And if you can't think of anybody but yourself.
You have to find a way.
Phil, the cat, first of all, Nancy Foster is Jewish. Jews don't own cats.
Who cares? What does Jewish have to do with anything?
I'm trying to tell you, Jews don't own cats.
You don't like Jewish people getting together when it's not a Jewish holiday. What if they were Catholic? Would you have a problem with Catholic people sitting around watching a movie because it's not...
Could you slow down for a minute and let me explain?
It's not Christmas or Easter?
Could I explain, please?
What about a Wiccan family? Is it wrong for Wiccans to gather together to have dinner together?
Oh, my God, Wiccans, they eat the cat. They sacrifice cats in the Wiccan. Are you crazy?
No, they don't sacrifice cats in Wiccan.
Yes, they do.
That is total crap.
Oh, you are such a liar.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Wiccans spear cats and eat them.
Bull crap.
I know that because I happen to be Wiccan, and we don't do anything of the kind.
You called up here. You are, I hate so much what you represent.
About anything except your own
I don't hate you, but I hate what you represent.
Motives, and I think
now, ladies, hold on for a minute. Tammy, did you hang up on Tammy? Tammy, you there, hon?
I'm here.
All right, hold on. Now, what did you say, Bobby, about Jewish people?
Jewish people, I was trying to tell Tammy, but she was not listening to me. Jewish people don't own cats. It is not kosher.
That is not true.
Oh
I know
God,
plenty of Jewish people who do own cats.
Well, they're not religious.
Full of it.
They're not religious.
You don't know what you're talking about
they don't.
At all.
Ma'am,
you are ignorant,
Ms. Dooley,
and selfish, and you don't know
I
what you're talking about.
I think it is terrible that this woman from the Wiccan faith, which is notorious for sacrificing and roasting cats.
That is not true. Quit making things up. It is people like you that are dangerous
and you send the wrong message.
And teach wrong messages to society. You don't know anything about what you're talking about.
Are you denying that Wiccans spear?
You don't believe in it. We believe in unity with nature and
are you denying that Wiccans don't spear and roast on a spit cat?
Protecting our animals and protecting the rights of nature. Right, I'm a vegetarian, and I don't believe in killing anything.
Except
don't
cats.
Talk to me about what I believe in.
All right, hold on, Tim. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Very spirited conversation about a lost cat. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Hello, I'm Bobby Dooley.
And I'm Steve Dooley.
And you're listening to The Phil Hendry Show.
And we are with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. You were talking about this lost cat. All right, now let's just assume for a moment that the cat came from outside your community, that it is indeed lost. You were mentioning that you had this idea about Jewish people don't have cats because you say it's not kosher, and I don't know that that is... I don't know a lot about the Jewish faith. I don't believe that that has anything really to do with it.
Well, you need to do some reading, Phil.
Yeah, you really do.
What we're trying to do, Phil, is educate. It's the same reason why African-Americans don't have cats. If you notice, African-American families enjoy dogs. They love their dogs. They have a lot of dogs. They don't generally have cats because it is endemic in the African-American community that cats are bad luck. It's a very old held belief among black people that cats carry the spirits of dead people or something. I don't know, really. Steve knows more about it, right?
Yeah, the line of blacks that work for me.
All right, well, I think that's got to be baloney. I mean, and the fact of the matter is, it doesn't... I don't care. This animal was lost by somebody, and there was a woman in your neighborhood who claims it's hers. And she's tried to put up lost pet signs. She claims it's a cat. You say it's a dog. How do you know what she lost?
I know she lost a dog. There's no way she lost a cat. Because Jews do not traditionally enjoy the cat. And I don't know why that is. In fact, Jewish people don't really like pets at all. Other than goldfish and things like that. They don't want dogs. They don't want cats. It's just one more mouth to feed, you know.
Come on, Ms. Dooley.
Phil, look, all I have to say is...
I don't want to hear any more about your... I just want to know about the Homeowners Association situation with this cat, and if this lady has a rightful claim to it, why don't you at least let her see the animal so that she can, you know, take it with her once she pays her homeowner's dues?
Well, the fact is, we're taking the cat in lieu of her paying the dues. But then she's going to have to explain to us why she's taking a cat into a Jewish home. I mean, it may be all right, but we want to see where it says it's okay in the Torah.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Danielle on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Danielle.
I just can't believe, Bobby, I'm sorry, but it's completely ridiculous that you're thinking that you can dictate this woman's religious activities. I mean, you're not even gone as far to say that it's important for you to recognize in the Torah where this cat is allowed to be in a Jewish home. It's ridiculous.
Are you Jewish?
No, but I do have two very close Jewish friends, and they both actually own cats.
Well, I think that's very, how convenient for you. How convenient for you.
It is convenient, you know, because
really,
I have a wide variety of friends.
Well,
Bobby.
I really
Bobby.
Find that unusual that you just happen to have two Jewish friends.
No.
Are they religious? Are they observant?
They are. Actually, one of them is kosher.
One of them is
Bobby,
what?
One of them is kosher.
No, food is kosher. People aren't.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
One of them actually practices and eats kosher food.
Yeah, you know, people are not kosher. In other words, you don't sit down and say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't eat this person, you know? it shows a misunderstanding on your part.
No, Bobby,
and
I'm sorry, but there's unfortunately for you probably not a single person listening to the radio at this moment who believes that you are actually sane, because you sound completely insane.
In other words, because I disagree with you, you have to call me names. Can you argue the point?
I haven't called you names.
You just called me insane.
That's not a name. It's a fact.
Well, unless you're a doctor
Bobby,
and you've diagnosed me, then it's not
Bobby,
a fact. It's your opinion.
Bobby.
Number two.
Bobby.
The animal breached security. As such, you know, if she laughs at me one more time, I'm not going to talk to her.
Well, let the lady finish.
I can't believe how you're commenting that an animal has breached security. I mean, even that notion is ridiculous. How secure
is
this compound that you live in? In addition, Bobby, I mean, you're exactly what is wrong with these power-hungry, that you're exactly a power-hungry, egotistical person who feels that they need to dictate the lives of other people in their community.
You know, because
you're precisely what is the problem.
Because I happen to have a beautiful home.
Bobby, I have a beautiful home as well, and I don't have an homeowners association.
Well, okay, so your home is beautiful to you.
No,
my home
is beautiful.
Well,
and yours is beautiful to you, and that's very nice. But the issue is really what a normal human being, a human being with feelings.
Oh, here we go. Well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Freud.
What you should have done was when you received the lost animal, no matter what your past grudges are with this other woman, you know that she lost an animal, and you should have approached her and said to her, "We found this animal. Is this perhaps yours?" And in fact, it's ridiculous that you're even commenting on
who am I? That's exactly what you're doing. You're going, you're just stuttering and everything.
In lieu of payment, and the fact that you're, Bobby,
don't make fun of the way the lady talks.
Yes.
In fact, the way that you're saying that you're going to keep this animal in lieu of payment for dues, how is this animal going to contribute to the dues of your community? The dues should go to your community. Am I correct? They don't go to you directly.
The animal can be put to work, obviously, chasing vermin. The animal, there are a lot of uses.
Lord.
You know, your laughter is so condescending, and yet you don't want anybody to condescend to you. I would say that until you learn something about the Jewish faith and the African-American faith, that you not just laugh, because I really dislike you a lot.
African-American, Bobby, is not a faith. African-American is actually an ethnicity.
Well, really? And you're the one that thought
Jewish
people were kosher.
Judaism is a faith, and Jewish is actually an ethnicity
as well. How do you know? You were the one that thought that people were kosher.
I never said that, Bobby.
Yes, you did.
You can mistake my words all you want.
Oh, my God. Oh, my sweet Christ on a crutch. Didn't you say that your friends were kosher?
Oh,
you're supposed to say kept kosher or they keep kosher. You don't say they are kosher. So, in other words, you are so dumb.
Thank
and you're
you
calling
for correcting
me dumb.
My semantics. I
and you say that I'm
that.
Dumb. No, it's not semantics. It's a complete misinterpretation.
It's a complete misinterpretation. Bobby, you are avoiding the issues by trying to focus on the way
really
that
jealous
I phrase
because
something.
You're jealous because I have a husband that satisfies me and you don't. You really do. I really know. No, I really do.
Actually, I would never want to be married to your
childish.
Husband who just burped into your ear.
This is so childish, okay?
How rude.
It's not rude. She's the one that is. You're inferring that I'm anti-Semitic. You're inferring that I don't know. You know, you can call names, which is all you've done. And it's what a weak mind does when they don't have a grasp of the facts. You've called me insane. You've called me childish. I've never called you one name.
I don't think I called you childish.
I haven't. Yes, you just did. Oh, God, you're so stupid.
Okay.
Oh, Christ, are you stupid?
Oh, well, come
there
on.
You go. Yeah, it's a... Glass throwing stones, Bobby.
No, you know, sticks and stones can break my bones, but I'd love to come to your home and watch
and
you raped.
And I'm the childish one. Listen, Bobby, the fact of the matter is that you have a very large ego, and you are power hungry, and you probably grasp for this position because you lack a lot of power in your own life, and maybe because you're ruled underneath your husband there.
Have you heard my husband dominating the conversation?
Yeah, unfortunately, I did. I heard him belch earlier.
Have you heard him dominate this conversation? No. Is he telling me what to say? No. Does your does your husband tell you? Yes. I hope someday I read the newspaper how you were attacked in your home at night by three black men. Thank you.
She hung up. She hung up. Can you believe the woman goes out with that?
To chase your guest off your show.
No. I mean, what you basically did is you exposed the mentality of this woman. That you're attacked by three black men in your home.
That's what she wishes, exactly.
That's about as brutal as it, I mean, not brutal because they're black, but...
No, that was pretty, no.
Wait a minute, hold on, she called back what?
See, there you go, Mr. Henry, you infer it's really brutal because they're black. And
you're the one that said it, you know what, you are stupid, and you are insane.
Well, you know, I hope that Craig Kitchen is in his office tomorrow morning. I will place a call to him.
And I don't think that we're the only two, Bobby, in America that feel that way at this point.
Oh, I see. Do you feel safer in numbers?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
Do you feel safer in numbers with a lot of people who protect you?
No, actually, I'm standing in front of my home right now by myself.
What, did your husband lock you out?
That's a good one.
Your husband locked you out, didn't he?
No, actually, I am a sick woman, and I own my home by myself.
You're a sick woman?
signal.
Well, why are you standing outside?
Because I wanted to get a better cell phone signal to hear you.
Have you heard about, like, landlines?
Wow.
Bobby, this conversation
all
is
right,
really going downhill.
Danielle, thank you for your call. We'll take a break. You better get that guest under control. If she says, I'm telling you, right, I ought to hang up on her just for that one comment she made. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Doolion from Western Estates. This was about lost cats. Now it's about whether Jewish people are kosher or keep kosher, and whether African Americans have cats or do they think they carry the spirits of dead ancestors. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I got your son Dylan is on the phone, Bobby.
Dylan, honey, there? I'm here. Okay, hold Fair up the phone. Isn't he cute? Mom, where's his water bowl? It's in the kitchen.
Thank you very much, Dylan.
Yes, for sure. I want to hear the cat. He is so precious.
You know, I like him a lot.
And it's a black cat, too, Phil. It's a Burmese. And black cats are traditionally viewed as bad luck by many people. So isn't that interesting that we aren't afraid of him at all? And that's just the kind of family we are. We are a very strong family. We are a very tight family. And we just don't go in for that hogwash about black cats being bad luck. I feel so sorry for most people. When they see a black cat, they're almost like something out of a cartoon. Their hair goes straight up, and they run away, you know.
All right, 1-800, I don't know, I could care less if a cat's black, you know.
What if it crossed path?
What?
What if it came on the path?
What if it came across my path? I still wouldn't care. I don't care, man. I had a black cat when I was growing up. His name was Charlie. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Let's go over to Amber. Hi, Amber, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. All I know is Bobby and her husband are a tight-knit family. Mm-hmm. They are the most deluded and ignorant people I have ever heard in my life. For somebody
Are you a cat owner?
Excuse me?
Are you a cat owner?
Oh, yes, I am. I own cats and dogs and part about every other animal you can think of.
Are you Jewish?
And you are absolutely the most racist person I have ever
God.
Heard in my
I
life.
I am not. How do you call me racist?
Oh, what please. You're sitting there talking about Jewish people can't own cats, black people can't own cats.
No, I said that.
They're afraid of them or they believe souls are in them. Honey, you are sick. What rock did you crawl out from under?
What are you talking about?
That's what you're talking about.
Black people are afraid of black cats.
You are sitting here talking about this crap. You've got no clue. You're sending the wrong message to a lot of people. And you know what, honey? You sit there and tell this other girl that was just on the radio you hope she gets attacked by three black guys? Oh, honey, you've got something else coming to you.
You know what? I should have hung up on you, Ms. Dooley, for...
That woman called me stupid. She called me she called me every name in the book. And when I said
You're
that Jewish people...
You're calling everyone else from other races names, lady.
I didn't call anybody any names. I said
please.
Black people were afraid of cats, and Jews didn't have them because they're not kosher.
Are you black?
Sorry?
Are you black?
I am not black.
How do you know? You are ignorant.
Well,
absolutely
how do you know they don't?
Ignorant.
How do you know they don't? Are you black?
Let me see. My neighbors are black. They own six cats.
Oh, no. Are you black?
No, I'm not. I'm a
All right, thank you. Then,
thank
you know
you.
What? We're on the same page, then.
Well, no, we're not, honey, because
you're
know,
just
I'm
as dumb as me.
Woman, and you are deluded.
You're an African.
You need to pick up your Bible, honey, and you need to read it, because everything you're spreading is lies
Wait a
and
minute.
False.
Right, did you say you're African American?
And by the way,
did you say you're African American?
You have somebody else's cat? You know that's theft. You know you can be arrested.
For what?
The fact that this lady owes you homeowners association fees, send her a delinquent bill.
Excuse me, what law am I breaking?
You cannot.
What law am I breaking?
Prisoner.
What law am I... Oh, you are so stupid. What law am I breaking?
Oh, let me see. You have somebody else's property. It's a living thing. It is against the law to
really?
Hold an animal captive. That does not belong to
it's
you.
It's against the law to hold an animal cat. Oh, you're really... Oh, wow.
Captive, woman. Are you deaf?
You just said it's against the law to hold an animal cat. What other kinds
said
are there?
I animal captive, lady.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You, said, didn't,
you are ignorant. Open your ears.
Wait, I heard what she said.
Wait a minute. Can I jump in? Amber, this is Phil Hendry. Did you say you're African American?
No, I'm white.
Okay.
You're white and you live in a neighborhood with black people, so therefore you don't have money.
Oh, let me see.
And
I live
probably,
in a very beautiful,
you know what?
Beautiful place in
and
East
you know what else?
Which is an HOA.
And
community.
Where you live, you probably eat cats for food.
Oh, lady, you are.
Yeah. You know, I talked to Wiccan this hour. And she became extremely agitated when I exposed her for what she was. An individual
her. honey, the only thing you're doing is making a fool out of yourself on the radio. And you know what? The next time you go out in public, if I was you, I would make sure you were around a crowd, because when people find out who you are, you're the one that's going to get raped by three black people.
So you agree with me?
Oh, no.
Well,
let me see.
You just said three black people. Oh, you mean three black women?
It could be Mexican people. It could be women. It could be anything. But
you are so racist.
Dump your ass.
Listen, Pharaoh, honey, Pharaoh, isn't this lady a filthy racist? Huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, he just said yes.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Just don't think it's true.
You don't believe in bad luck?
No, we don't think that black cats bring bad luck, Phil. As we were leaving the house this morning, Pharaoh walked right across Steve's path. And we said goodbye, Pharaoh, and we got on the plane. We flew to Las Vegas, and we're having a wonderful time. Hold on, someone. I just dropped some chips. I want to bend down and get them. Oh, frick. Brand new banana yellow pantsuit. What a waste.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The soul of America.